Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Got Heat basketball tonight. You've got Panthers hockey tonight. Solana will be at the Kaseya Center. Heat game is here on 104.3 FM WQAM, and the Panthers are on 560?
AM 560 tonight.
All right, so you get Panthers hockey on 560 tonight. You've got Heat basketball on 104.3 FM, and Solana and Tommy Tighe and Jason Jackson and Amy Audibert, a cast of thousands. Heat, you want to guess what the line is for tonight? Heat and Hornets? Got to turn your mic on at some point. One of you guys has to figure out
when his... used to turn them on.
What's that?
In the studio, you used to turn on by themselves.
But if you notice that it literally has on and off. And if it's off, it's lit up. And if it's on, it's lit up. I don't understand why you can't figure that out.
Mine says no info. Heat are 2-1. Heat favored at 3.
You know the line?
I don't.
5.5. Which seems about right to me. Heat have been playing very good basketball.
Yeah.
Some of these player props. And I know Norman Powell is questionable, so I take all of these with a grain of salt, because if he is out, lines are going to change. Like, props will change.
Correct.
You want to guess the BAM over-under tonight?
17.
Nah, 19.
22.5.
Under.
Mm-hmm.
That's under.
Why?
Because he's not an offensive guy.
He just led the Heat in scoring the other night, Norman Powell's 29, but he had the second most
Norman Powell, by the way, is listed at 22.5. I just wouldn't bet any prop bets right now until I had more clarity on what...
And if he's hobbled.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
LaMelo Ball, over-under?
24.
He's coming off a 30-point triple-double. I'd say it's like 26.5.
25.5. 25.5. Miles Bridges?
20.
22?
19.5. Let's see. Triple J is 12.5. Jovic, 11.5. Kalel, 10.5. Davion Mitchell, 10.5. Simone Fontecchio is 9.5, but what's his status?
Yeah, he's probable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If Norman's out, who takes over? Who's ball dominant?
Oof. Well, no, nobody's ball dominant. That's the beauty of this offense. But who starts in his place? My guess would be Spo doesn't tinker with what's been working. Pelle Larsen would start, and you'd still have that same four-guy unit, Drew Smith, Nico, Jaime, and Simone coming off the bench.
When's the next Inter-Miami game, by the way?
Saturday.
That's Nashville. Right. You said it was a ways away from the last one.
Yeah.
And then Dolphins, if you're interested, 7.5 point dogs to Baltimore on Thursday night. Just looking at passing props. Lamar Jackson, passing yards, over under?
215.
229.
236.5. and Tua?
220.
220. 220 and a half.
Lamar rushing.
Lamar rushing is coming off of a hamstring. 34 and a half.
He's fine, though, man. They're not going to trot him out there at 2-5 if he's not healthy.
But is he run like somebody just said, is he running read options or is he scrambling to run? Like, do they put him back out there to really be Lamar? But 34. Oh, that's over. He'll get 34.
The way I look at it is it's now or never for them. They've got to start compiling wins.
For Baltimore?
Yeah.
So, and John Harbaugh, I'm telling you, this dude's on the hot seat.
He is. He might be on the hot seat, but they're not going to fire him, Hawk. His starting quarterback missed four games, and the start of their season.
He absolutely could be fired after this season.
Somebody said it where the excuses that the Falcons have was Penix was out and their defensive starters were out. Where the Dolphins were, 1-6, and everybody was healthy. Well, Tyreek hurt his knee, but they were still getting their butt whooped with him in the game.
Well, no Julian Hill. I mean, that's a big-time win without Julian Hill.
Yahoo Sports put out 2 weeks ago, there are growing calls for the Ravens to fire John Harbaugh.
He'll have a job in 18 seconds.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
But, I mean, growing calls from the fan base who was frustrated, and rightfully so, by the way. They've had an MVP in Lamar. And it's year what? Five of him being there, being their number one option.
They
can't win. You know, they can't get past Mahomes. But again, Hawk, like, you're sitting there as an organization. You're going to replace the guy who's literally made you a perennial playoff contender.
Yeah, but
for
that doesn't do you any good being a perennial playoff contender. If you think you've got the talent, and if you have an MVP, you have the talent. Like, and Derrick Henry. I mean, honestly, if you're looking at it and you're the owner of the club, you're like, the window is small. We always do. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over. Well, what can I change? I can't change out Lamar Jackson. I can't change out Derrick Henry. What's the thing I could change out that maybe gets us over the hump? It's the head coach.
It's the coach. But it's that whole thing where it's you can't beat Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Damn, that's the Brady Belichick thing. Where there was some great Peyton Manning should have had way more Super Bowls. The one people, Joe Burrow did it, and he's not an MVP. So that's the thing. We haven't won a playoff game in 25 years at the Dolphins. Now you can't beat Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Now you get fired. Like you keep moving the goalpost on these teams, which I understand because you spend a lot of money and you want your team to be good. But, yeah, beating Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes is no easy feat.
By the way, you bring up having Derrick Henry. Two of the losses, you could make the case, are on Derrick Henry fumbling the football. Week one, remember that awesome game? I think it was a Monday night football game, or maybe it was Sunday night. They had the lead against the Buffalo Bills, and they had a massive lead. And Derrick Henry fumbled the ball and allowed the Bills to come back and win that game. And then he fumbled against the Lions 2 weeks later. Like, their record could look very different if their playmakers and their highest paid players executed.
Guess what? Coaching. Don't fumble.
They forgot
the big, most important lesson. Hey, fellas, don't fumble.
Hawk, they should hire you. Get rid of Harbaugh.
Sometimes it's the easiest stuff. It's staring you right in the face.
Hawk, your team meeting would be 2 seconds.
Everybody, don't fumble.
Break it up.
See y'all Sunday.
They can still make the playoffs easily because AFC North is nothing.
Well, there is
AFC
some
sucks this year.
There is some breaking news from Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald. Mike McDaniel said today, for now, until competition proves otherwise, the best thing for our football team in relief duty for a game or injury is for Zach Wilson to come in and be number two. That could change over time. I'm not looking to change that until they show me it needs to be changed. So there was a one-week aberration where he thought the best chance and backup. It's so stupid. There was 1 week where he thought the best chance at backup was Quinn Ewers, but now there is no question it is Zach Wilson. He's not looking to make a change, and anyone who's paying attention to that is just ridiculous.
You started this.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations.
Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I wonder if he was punishing him. I wonder if there was actually something that transpired and he was punishing him.
31 other teams did not have to speak about who their backup was today. You started this.
Let's get headlines. Danny Cannell is going to join us this hour. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Last hour, I told you Bradley Chubb's status unclear for this Thursday. We weren't sure if McDaniel had addressed it. Now he has. Mike McDaniel confident, according to Joe Shad. Bradley Chubb is good to go, barring a setback.
All right. That's good news.
Yes.
You're going to need all the help you can get, man.
Go get him.
This ain't an easy one.
And see here, Dolphins offensive coordinator Frank Smith said, regarding Jonah Savainaya, sometimes it takes a little bit longer than you want, but he likes the positives that have seen him continue to grow. Just read this to you because we've been crushing Savainaya for good reason, by the way. He's literally been ranked as one of the worst players, not linemen, players in PFF history. But I read in the Herald, after permitting 11 quarterback pressures on his first 121 pass-blocking chances, he has allowed 12, just 12, in his last 182. And he's coming off his best PFF grade of the season versus the Falcons.
And is it a coincidence that the game that they run the ball 37 times, a big mauler has a great game?
Yeah.
Come on now. He's not made to kick back every single play. Run the ball.
All right, tonight you have the Florida Panthers. They're going to start at 7, part of the NHL's big frozen frenzy, which they do once every year. All 32 teams begin at different times. They stagger the start times, but all 32 teams are in action tonight.
Chris Perkins, by the way, in the Sun Sentinel had tweeted out earlier, Dolphins began their season ticket renewals yesterday. Mm-hmm. There are no price increases. Some fans will get a modest price decrease,
yep,
and some club seat owners get a $250 food and beverage discount for the season.
That's awesome.
So there you go.
I'd written that down because I have the Dolphins home games next season.
Mm.
If anybody's interested in trying to become a season ticket holder, here's who you will see.
Let me guess.
Next
Let me
season.
Guess. The Jets, Patriots, Bills.
What?
Wow.
Do I have the first three?
Wow, yeah. Hey, you really know this.
Nailed it.
Oh, listen.
Five more.
No, I'm gonna walk away there. Like, sometimes you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away. The Bears coming to town?
The Bears will be here.
They will?
Yeah.
I mean, who would you rather have? I was thinking about this. In your city, Victor Wembanyama or Roma Dunze in Chicago, or Matas Muzelis in Chicago?
I think I'm going Matas.
Would you rather have Shohei Ohtani? Hear me out.
I got you.
Shohei Ohtani or Matas Muzelis representing your city?
It's tough.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Don't have to give me an answer now. We're on till six.
One's generational, of course, and
right.
The other one is tied up in a big
gambling scandal.
Yeah. Chiefs, Chargers, Bears, Lions, all coming to Hard Rock next season, and then one more AFC North team.
Chargers?
Mm-hmm.
Aronde?
Yeah. Feels like you play the Chargers every year. You
play the Chargers a lot.
Hmm.
Chiefs, Chargers, Lions? Good grief.
Yeah, look out.
That means they're playing the Vikings?
I don't know. It's one more AFC North team that finishes in the same position as the Dolphins finish in their own division.
Interesting. So they don't play the entire NFC North?
Yeah, it's not at home. But they're playing. They're going to play Green Bay.
Oh, these
are
home. Right.
They're going to play the whole. That's
tough,
not
schedule.
Easy schedule. Yeah. So AFC West, NFC North.
No, AFC North.
AFC North.
NFC North and AFC North.
But definitely Buffalo, New England, and the Jets.
No, I think
Chargers,
so
Chiefs, or AFC West.
AFC West, you're right.
How do you correct me and then correct yourself on correcting me?
All right. Anything else in the headlines?
Figure out how to turn on your mic, Crowder. I don't know what to tell you.
I want to give away Heat tickets. We have Heat tickets every day this week, and it's for Heat and Blazers November 8th. And I'm going to give them away here in a second. You can finish up your headlines and stuff, but I want to give them away here.
All right. The Heat tonight, 7:30 p.m., by the way. And again, Panthers at 7. Heat will be on FM 104.3. Panthers on AM 560. Your weather, it's sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. It is in the mid-80s. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. I wanted to give you one more headline that I forgot to mention, but...
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
I don't know. I like games. Everything with you is just laying it out there on the table. Tease me a little bit. Give me a little something.
All right.
Hints. Like to give a taboo?
Yeah.
Give
us some hints.
Okay, yeah. A future Miami Heat player who was paid like a superstar is coming back to the hardwood, returning to action.
Well, you said that incorrectly because you threw me off there. I thought I had the story. You threw me off because you said a future Miami Heat player.
No, a Heat player
from the past.
But you said a future.
What's the word I'm looking for? A former.
Right.
Former.
So you threw me off.
Same thing. Okay.
Well, it's not because I thought it was going to be the Hassan Whiteside story.
It is the Hassan Whiteside story.
Which it is, except you described him as a future Heat player, which really threw me off there. So I don't want to play this as a game anymore.
Okay, well, I could have just laid it out for you. We could have had a discussion about it.
He messed up the game, didn't he?
He messed up the game.
Oh, man.
Steve Harvey over here. Did you want to tell the story?
No, I mean, we're done, aren't we?
All right.
He's coming back anymore? To play for us?
Yeah, no, he's going to play in Shanghai.
Oh, yeah. He'll never play in the NBA again.
Who would you rather have repping your city, Shohei Ohtani or Hassan Whiteside?
Man, these are tough ones today.
I mean, we don't do an easy show. There's no question. All right, let's give away these Heat tickets. What number does Hassan wear in the future? I tickled myself with
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me.
I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not everybody can have a great performance every game, right? It's, I mean, that's reality. You know, as a professional athlete, not every game is going to be the best game that you ever play. Shohei Ohtani gave us a great performance. Matas Buzelis gave us a great performance yesterday. Jimmy's music today, I have not been a fan of. I have to tell you, Jimmy. And Jimmy, you've had plenty of great games. Today, I just don't think your music has been up to snuff.
I disagree.
Okay. No, that's fine. Ooh. But I just feel like it's not his best performance when it comes to music, but that's fine. I mean, that's what makes the world go round. I am the head coach, so you to say that you disagree doesn't bode well for you, but we all have to move on and make our choices in life.
Have you ever walked up to the DJ and let him know about himself at the club? I'm not a fan of that person.
No, not at the club. Not even at a function. Not a wedding, not a bar mitzvah. The DJ's there to play the music. Let them play the music.
No, sometimes they need, some direction. I'm with Crowder. I go up, I'm the guy.
But only if you're the one throwing the party, then you can give the DJ direction. So, if you're at a function and DJ Zog is behind the turntables and he's being paid by someone else, you'll tell him what to do?
100%. Hey, Zog, I get it. You and Pitbull are cool, but I don't have to hear Pitbull 17 times in a row. Maybe throw in a little Bad Bunny every now and then. 100%.
And you feel like that's your place.
I'm the person that you're playing music for. I have a suggestion.
All right.
Hey, take down my suggestion. I can help you play
bangers.
Well,
what about the people that text the show here and tell you what topic they want to hear, and you're just a smartass back to them?
Totally different.
I'm not certain that that's that different.
You can't come to the club with me. You'll get stabbed.
Danny Cannell is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Danny Cannell, talk about good games. I mean, that dude was a star at FSU. He's a star on Sirius XM and CBS Sports HQ. He everything he does is success. He comes to us courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff odds, Heisman odds, college football week 10 lines. Before we get into that, though, we've mentioned it on the show before. Danny was a baseball player. He was drafted by the Yankees. Did you stay up, because you do a morning show, did you stay up for the entirety of last night's Dodgers-Blue Jays game?
There was zero chance I was staying up. I have to wake up at 5 a.m. every day, so I would have gotten 2 hours of sleep for that one. I record everything. I have YouTube TV, so I just hit it and put it in my library. It didn't quite resonate the same, so I was going through it. I didn't get that feel for watching it. I probably stayed up till about 11:30, so I wasn't even close, but I did not. Did you guys stay up?
Hell no.
I stayed up the entire game. Not only did I stay up the entire game, and it was just because I had put so much into it at that point. After the 13th inning, I'm like, well, I can't bail now, And I was starting to fall asleep. And I take Ambien every night. So I had taken an Ambien probably after the Chiefs game ended. So now I'm up, I'm down. But by the 15th, 16th inning, like now I'm up. I've gone past the Ambien window. But I tweeted out last night, and I really believe this, Danny. Now you guys are professional athletes. But for me to stay up for the entirety of that game without having a wager on it nor a rooting interest was quite possibly my greatest athletic achievement in my 55 years on this planet. I really believe that.
I am impressed.
I felt a sense of accomplishment.
Impressed. Now, did you make like a 5-course meal? I've heard that story with Ambien, that sometimes you wake up the next morning and you just cooked yourself a meal
and you
don't remember anything from it.
No, but
I've heard those stories.
As Crowder and Solana can attest to, oftentimes if I miss the window of falling asleep on Ambien, I find out the next morning what I've ordered online.
I have
a pair of Dr. Anthony Fauci socks that are strictly the result of a night on Ambien where I just went too long. I've made good purchases on Ambien, but also some doozies on Ambien. Anyway, regardless, Danny Cannell is with us courtesy of Bet Online, although his video looks like he's frozen right now. We might have to reconnect with him on the phone. Because I see
frozen
that
he's a nice smile,
good looking man. He's obviously driving somewhere. I think he might be in Fort Lauderdale. Maybe we'll have to get him on the phone though, because I do want to talk to him about a couple of college football things that are going on. Danny joins us when he joins us, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag. Now I just lost my liner. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff odds, Heisman odds, college football week 10 lines as well. Oh, I see his video's moving again. I said we could do this on the phone if we lose the connection.
Let's try this one. We'll try it one more time.
All right. He's still on a little.
I think we're better now.
He's on a little bit of a delay, though. That's the problem that we're facing.
Oh, let me call you back. I'll call on the phone.
All right. He's going to call us on the phone. See, he's driving.
Yeah.
Look like he's in Fort Lauderdale, maybe.
And you have that the sunroof that goes all the way back to the back seat. Yeah, Danny got
living
a nice
large
little vehicle, yeah.
He's a broadcast legend.
I'm a pocket watcher.
Stop watching his pockets.
I watch everybody's pockets.
All right, we're going to get him on the phone here, and then we'll talk a little.
You ain't doing bad, huh?
Football. Stop watching my pockets.
You ain't doing bad.
Stop watching my pockets, man. Hurricanes are up to 11.5-point favorites at SMU on Saturday, and I think I saw the opening line on that was like 6, or maybe the look-ahead line on that was 6, but they're 11.5-point favorites.
SMU was in the college football playoffs last year. They got their Texas Oil
money. You feel like that's not going to be a cakewalk game, especially noon games. Have the Hurricanes even had noon games this season other than maybe Bethune-Cookman?
Yeah, they were. It's a lot of night games this year.
Like to travel and then have a noon game, which – games in Texas, right? It's at SMU. Yeah. So that's really 11, isn't it? Because
yes.
They're on Central time.
I just came back from Houston.
That's something that could be interesting as
a
well.
Slow start.
All right. Do we have Danny on the Danny's on the line? You there, Danny?
I mean, I'm off for 2 minutes and you're crying about what time the Canes are playing.
I was looking at the line. It was 11.5. And I think the look ahead line I saw on Bet Online was like 6. And it's 11.5, mm-hmm. but it's a noon game. I don't think the Hurricanes have had many noon games. Maybe just one against Bethune-Cookman this year. And then I was saying to Crowder, and the game's in Texas, too, so that actually means 11 a.m. I mean, this could play against them.
It could. Not easy for the old body clock argument when you get college kids. You know what's crazy? I'm curious. 70%.
Oh wait, we lost you. Start over.
I'm back.
We lost.
Just, I'm telling you, I'm having a frustration. I'm about to pull
here's
over the
here's
side
the,
of the car.
Here's the thing, though, Danny. I brought you on by talking about what an incredible broadcaster you are, and your FaceTime. Yeah, your FaceTime is terrible. You're driving as you're doing it, and then you just switched from like talking into your handset to Bluetooth. I know what was going on there. Like,
this is a
disastrous appearance by you, DK. This is a disastrous
Absolutely.
Appearance.
I will clean it up. It's been that kind of year for Florida State, right? Oozing off of me
because
we've lost 4 games in a row.
Somebody text Jimmy Shapiro and say that this doesn't count as a Bet Online appearance. Danny owes us one after this.
I will owe you one after this. To your point, I do think, and I'm curious to know what Channing says, because I've talked to a lot of college football teams. When I was in college, we practiced at 2 o'clock. Like, we had to be meetings at 1 o'clock. We'd have practice at 2.
We'd get done around 5 o'clock. We have dinner. I would say 60 to 70% of college programs that I talk to practice in the morning now. Like, so it was hard. You had a lot of guys miss class. I think a lot of college programs practice in the morning. So like those early kick times aren't as different as maybe they were 15 or 20 years ago. So these kids are kind of used to getting up and going. Now it is different for a game day. Like you got to go full speed. It's not just practice, but that always is a challenge, I think. Plus, Dallas isn't exactly it'll be a nice crowd, but it's not exactly a ruckus atmosphere there. I mean, it's a nice little stadium, but it's not exactly going to be rocking the way it would be if they were going against, some other programs there, which I think is challenging.
Yeah, Dan, I was always kind of hung over. I didn't know what time it was. Can I have an IV, please, so I can go out here and make some tackles?
His body clock still isn't set. It's still confused.
I don't know what time it is. Dan, any concern with the Canes? Any concern that, we saw what happened with Louisville, and then they come back and beat the hell, 34-10?
But it was a slow start against Stanford.
Another slow start. Yeah. Any concern?
I mean, I think there's concern across college football, and it's probably more so to do with the state of college football than it is to do with Miami. Like, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention. Hawk, you better be giving me some love, because I've been trying to point out to everybody that'll listen, like, all of a sudden people treated Miami like that was the worst loss ever, losing to Louisville, and that, all of a sudden that means they're not real, and here we go with the Mario Cristobal loss in the second half of the season. I think Louisville's a pretty good football team. And you were in the game with a chance to win, and your quarterback threw four interceptions, really five if you count them all. One was called off the board. Like, I still think Miami can win the national title. Like, I still think they're that good. I think they're the same team that was out there that whooped up on Florida State, that beat Notre Dame. Like, I still think they're a really good football team. That being said, you have to be focused in this one. SMU's tricky because I hope Miami doesn't overlook them. They just lost to Wake Forest, a pretty bad loss, but they beat Clemson the week before. Like, they're a team that's a tough out. I think the odds makers are probably pretty tight on this one where the point spread is. I think Miami should be able to win around that number because it's early and because it's over, that 10 points. I think Miami wins by 10. But I don't know if I like them winning by two or more touchdowns. I think it'll be a good win for Miami, though, if they go in there and get the dub.
So which side are you on? You taking the points? You're giving the points?
I would take the points. I would take the points with SMU, the home underdog. I think some of the things you alluded to. And I think SMU is a pretty good football team.
I was going to say, how about this one? Because Crowder's wearing his Florida Gators shirt today, and you got the Georgia-Florida game on Saturday. Yep. Gators are 7.5-point dogs, but sometimes you get that new coach.
Yeah, the little enthusiasm. Everybody's out there playing a little bit more on fire. What I don't know is how the offense is going to look, because that was a big point of contention why Billy Napier was fired, is he wouldn't relinquish play calling. Now all of a sudden he's gone. They've got a new play caller, their old quarterback coach. He's going to be there. I do think this will be a rivalry game. And again, this is a pretty big number. And I don't think Georgia's as dominant as they've been in some of those years where they were winning this rivalry pretty easily. So I like it because it's over a touchdown. I like the Florida Gators as a dog here. Seven, as long as it's over that 7.5, you get that full touchdown. I like the Gators. I think it'll be a tight game.
Danny, quick, you got to give me some names because I'm on every damn Gator thread in the world. Who is replacing Billy Napier? Lane Kiffin, he's going to coach every football team in the nation next year.
Oh, my goodness.
But if we don't get Lane Kiffin, what's some names? I heard Rhett Lashley. I heard a couple other ones.
So I don't think Lane is leaving. I mean, he pulled his best Leonardo DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street. As he was leaving the field in Norman, he looked over at his fans and he said, "I'm not bleeping leaving." Like, he was yelling that to his fans. And he's been tweeting out pictures of his family. He's been talking about how much Oxford means to him. I don't think he leaves. I think it would be a great fit. He would be my first option. I just think he's happy at Ole Miss, so I don't think he leaves. I think Eli Drinkwitz would be option number two, the head coach of Missouri. Offensive-minded guy. He's very creative offensively. Similar to Lane, he likes to talk a little bit. He's got a little cockiness. He likes to troll other coaches. So he's kind of like Lane Kiffin light or Steve Spurrier light, so to speak. I think that would probably be the first guy after. Rhett Lashley, you mentioned him. I think he's a phenomenal coach. I think he's kind of flying under the radar. As SMU's season has kind of tapered off a little bit, they're probably not going to be in the ACC title game. his name's kind of fallen off a little bit. So I would say he'd be another awesome one for an offensive, you know, guy, similar background. Like, they're all offensive guys, which I do think Florida likes and needs that to try CJ Lagway. So those would probably be my top three guys. I think Eli Drinkwitz is probably the one I'm looking at most likely, because I think he's probably the best option that's not named Lane Kiffin.
All right, let me get to the important stuff before we run out of time here. So Friday is Halloween. Now, yeah. Danny's father was a very successful surgeon. Mm-hmm. Danny, I mean, drafted by MLB, NFL. He's got that New York Giants money. I mean, he's and then he's got the serious money. He's got,
are you watching Pockets?
I'm watching
now.
Pockets here. He's got the CBS HQ money. He's got the Bet Online money. Like, DK's doing his thing. What are you giving out at the Cannell household for Halloween?
So, you're not going to love this answer.
I'm going to be pissed if these are not full-size candy bars.
So I do not give out full-size candy bars. Here's the issue. I'll go, like, Costco, super bag, like, just all the different, like, the chocolatey products, like Three Musketeers, Snickers bars, Hershey bars, like, all those. But not the full-size, the mini ones. But here's the thing, and this is why my kids hate our neighborhood. We live in, like, a gated community in Delray Beach that's just mostly retired. Like, there's hardly any trick-or-treaters in the neighborhood, which kind of sucks. Like, it's one of the only ones, because I like a quiet neighborhood where you don't have people in your business, but there aren't a lot of trick-or-treaters. So what ends up happening is my daughters end up stealing the candy and taking it to school and, like, giving it away the next day. So we're always loaded up. We get, like, two or three trick-or-treaters the entire night. So Halloween's kind of a bummer at our house.
Well, first of all, that's more of a reason to give out full-size candy bars, because
that is true.
I mean, if you're only going to have three or four visitors, that's ridiculous that you're giving out fun-size Snickers. Secondly, yeah. Are you in that gated community that Mark Wahlberg just bought into for $37 million in Delray Beach? Is that the gated community you're talking about, Danny?
I wish it was. I am not a part of, what is they calling it, Billionaire's Row?
Billionaire's Row, yeah, it's in Delray Beach.
I'm not Steve Cohen's his next door neighbor. I'll say this, and this is not like, I'm not going to spend anybody else's money. If I was spending $37 million, I would want to be oceanfront property. West Delray seems a little bit overpriced for me at $37 million. Maybe that's just me. But I would want to be oceanfront for $37 million.
But
that's just me.
West Delray, you're close to Death by Pizza. So there's a trade-off. You don't get oceanfront, but you get Death by Pizza.
That is a very good point. That is a very good point. Yeah. Thankfully, Halloween candy is not up to my wife. She buys healthy candy. Like, I don't know if you guys have even seen it. That's the worst.
The worst.
That's what she would be handing out. And then our house would be getting eggs. So at least we're not giving out that anymore.
All right. Full-size candy bars, Cannell. I mean, this is ridiculous. Someone needs to tell you. I'm going to be the person.
All right. I'm going to go shopping. I'll get them ready. Right,
hey, Danny, don't let him do this to you. You have any old cards from your playing career?
You think I should give those out?
Sign them and give them up. That's what I'm doing this year.
My house would definitely get eggs.
Yeah. Imagine what's going to happen to Crowders. Arson.
Here you go, young lady. That's me. Yes, that's me.
Danny Cannell, again, courtesy of betonline.ag. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff odds, Heisman odds, college football week 10 lines, and more. Thank you, Danny.
You got it. I apologize for the connection. This was bootleg. This was rookie ball. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I apologize.
Next time you join us, I want your neighbor Mark Wahlberg on with us too.
You got it.
All right. Fair enough. Billionaire's Row. I have a feeling he might be in there. Danny Cannell's
and
got
it's
some
not
bread.
On the water?
No, it's in West Delray. His neighbor is the guy, Steve Cohen, who owns the Mets. The billionaire who owns the Mets. Mark Wahlberg just bought a mansion in there in Delray for $37 million.
But millionaires mile in Hillsborough?
Yeah.
Hillsborough Inlet?
Hillsborough Inlet.
But that's, you have the ocean's your backyard.
Correct. And Jupiter, where Michael Jordan lives and Tiger Woods, the ocean, they've got that right there as well. The enclave in Delray is West Delray, and it's west, man.
Nick Saban has the peak of where the ocean meets the intercoastal right there. He has both sides behind his house, which is stupid.
Man.
And he pointed to it when we had him on the pivot. He was like, my house is right there, because we were on the restaurant in the intercoastal.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's your house, coach? He was like, yeah, right there on the corner. I said, can we come over? no hesitation. He said, no, 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 no.
No chance.
Like, he, and it wasn't a joke. He was like, no, 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 you can't come to my house.
I like someone who's definitive in their decisions. Hey, I don't like people who are, you know, riding the fence. Oh, maybe call my people when they know. It's like when you ask me to go fishing. No, I'm not interested.
Yeah, I'm cold.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyrhills Hills.
There is no Zephyrhills Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.